It was a moment in the darkness, just before the blinding light. The world was standing there before you.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We open the show with The City Made Us by The Proto Man. That's the new stuff off of, like, we think Act 3. They haven't really released Act 3 yet.
Maybe.
So
The new album coming out.
It's the new album coming out sometime in the future. It hasn't come out yet or in the past. In case you are new to this show, this is the show where we talk about geek and nerd stuff for like a solid hour. We play music. We talk about video games. We're talking about some video game news tonight.
It's happening.
It's like what we were supposed to talk about the last show, but we sort of ran
distracted. We never get distracted on the show. That's the thing that doesn't happen.
You know what we never get? We never get coffee or water. It's late. We need coffee on the show.
I haven't had coffee all day, actually.
Oh, wow.
I am about to die.
There was a huge line at Starbucks on campus, so we definitely just waited in it and got coffee.
Oh, wow, y'all did? I was not willing to wait.
Oh, man. Well, you know, if you're not willing to wait on
hearing... first world we are?
Yeah, no, I mean, I get that. We have a website where all our audio and all of our news reviews and everything else is. If you'd like to check that out, Bear... What is that website?
It's right in your browser at exppoints.com, but only if you double tap the P.
We have a social media landing page as well, exppoints.com/social, where you can check out the Facebooks, the Twitters, the Google Pluses, the YouTubes, the Steam communities. You can also donate to PayPal or Patreon if you so desire, and please desire, because we're all sad and poor. But
pretty much that.
We have a new entry. There's something else we can start adding to this little, like, hey, Bear, what's the website?
Oh, do I know?
Hey, we have a social media. Yeah, you know.
Oh, I know.
We now have our game servers back online.
Oh, they are online.
I
almost have a computer online.
We are ready to announce exppoints.com/servers. You can go to /servers, and you can see our Mumble server, our Minecraft server with map. You can see our UK, our Unreal Tournament 2K4. You can see both of our UK. The best England
the best
ever.
The UK.
The best Britain ever. We have a lot, I mean a lot, of servers. They're all publicly open to the public.
Publicly open to the public.
Publicly,
that's good.
Yes.
Publicly.
You can go. You can
except
join. If
one.
You enjoy the servers, please. Servers don't just run on hopes and dreams. They also take gasoline. Wait, no. That's a car. They also take electricity, and that takes money.
This is not a Ford Mustang.
Please. No. Or is it? We don't know.
Could be.
Anyway, check out /servers, and you can see all the cool stuff that we're doing. We're trying to bring it back. We're trying to take it back.
Bring it back to the good old days. I wish you would just put it away.
We're going to go ahead and cut to two songs, come back, and we're talking about what we did last week. We're going to play a dramatic song by Tubuscus and Toby Turner. They're the same guy.
What?
And then Evolution of Circuitry by the Megas and the Entertainment System. Really good song there. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We're going to catch you after the flip. This is Experience Points in Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU. Flop.
This song sounds dramatic, but I'm bad at writing words. If you don't speak English, this probably sounds pretty good. You'd probably think I'm singing
in the spark of war along the wire.
Hey, we're back in Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I am. Yep, still Red Bear.
We just heard Evolution of Circuitry by the Megas and Entertainment System. Before that, dramatic song by Toby Turner and Tubuscus. Again, same guy.
You're blowing my mind.
So, Bear, what'd you do
last
week?
The whole week of my life?
The whole last seven days.
Wow.
Since we spoke to these fine people last time.
Oh. I think think I just sat in this room.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't move.
That explains. You were like, are we recording yet? Are we recording yet? And you were here the entire time.
Yeah. No, but actually, I went down the cruise on the coast. So CarCon 2015.
CarCon.
Yeah. Traffic Con. You know, it's great.
Nice.
No,
we're going so slow, but everything's so pretty. Look at all this stuff.
You described.
That's pearlescent red, man.
Cruising the coast perfectly.
Everything's just glitter. Glitter everywhere.
Yeah. Basically, a lot of cars painted like fishing lures.
Yeah.
From like 1960s. It's great.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that was the big thing I did. The Democrats got to yell at each other yesterday. That was
fun. You know,
fun.
Facebook informed me that there was some political thing going on. I've never talked politics before, like on the show, I think. I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh, God.
But I am like politically, I'm politically like dumb. I don't, I don't know what the issues are. I mean, I know when people are like, I want better wage. We think people should be married appropriately. Right, I want to. The rent is too high. Like I understand like the key points, but I don't know who's for what. And I kind of wish that there was like a matrix, like a little like an array of who is okay. Like just check marks. Just give me green and red check squares, marks.
And then it generates the candidate you want.
Yeah, give me green and red and yellow squares, and at the end, just tell me like based off of what I care about. Give me a multiple choice test.
That will actually help you.
That is actually what I wish voting would be. I don't want people to vote for somebody because of the color of their skin or their religion or anything like that. I want them to answer a multiple choice question test about issues and views, and then they don't get to know who they voted for. The vote is cast automatically by a system, and they just whoever.
I feel like you could write a sci-fi novel about this.
Is that
the whole system?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It feels like a pretty simple system, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm sure over $1 billion will be spent on it.
I think what we should do is reopen the gladiatorial games and just have them all fight to each other.
Can we have Joaquin Phoenix decide? Can we have him from Gladiator? Can he like always have his thumb up? And he just is like, no. Yeah, no, Hillary, sorry.
I'm not going to get into the whole political section, but the best part of that debate was they asked her, Hillary, what makes you different from Obama?
I mean, she's a woman.
No, that was it. That was her response.
Oh, okay.
I'm
a girl.
Yeah, so you don't have to watch it.
I got lady parts.
It was quite humorous.
Well, cool. What else did you do?
I did other things. Picked up, because I'm a super nerd, picked up the special editions of The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings books.
Oh, the books?
The leather-bound editions.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
very cool.
Nice.
A cow died for those books.
Yeah, they did. It's fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and fun fact, I actually ran into the old gym leader from the Pokemon League whenever I was a kid.
Was it the red gym?
It was the Hammond gym.
The Hammond gym.
Whenever we were across Hammond.
Very cool.
The old Books-A-Million.
Very, very cool.
So yeah, you hang around Books-A-Million long enough and the same people are always
you
there.
You meet a Totodil or whatever, Totodile. Oh, yeah. I haven't played Pokemon in a very long time. Oh, wow. I have no idea if I'm...
I haven't either. It's been whole hours.
That guy's like, wow, he's talking about Gen 1 Pokemon. I bet he likes old Transformers too. Generation 1 Transformers has had a sudden revival with Transformers Devastation. Which I don't know if you've seen Transformers Devastation Radio World. You need to look that up. We'll try to put it in the show notes if I ever get around to updating the website.
Gosh.
Fantastic. Transformers Devastation. I want to update it because we're almost at 100 episodes. I know we are.
Oh, that's so great. We have to nail that 100.
We're within 300 or 3 episodes.
300.
We're within 300 episodes.
Wow. I would say that's probably true. Less than 300.
Very cool. Yeah. Do anything else you want to talk about? Or?
Fun fact. Again, apparently in Mississippi, they have the world's largest puzzle on display. I saw it with my eyes. And they had a sign, and that means I can't lie.
So it was like an actual jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah, like a jigsaw puzzle.
Because they have to do that. Like, you can't say, like, what's a puzzle? Something that's puzzling to someone. It's like, how do we solve this problem? I'm sure they're bigger. Like, how do we put this puzzle together? Well, the pieces interlock, and there's an artistic rendition on one side, an illustration even. That should make sense. It shouldn't be crazy. Or if it's crazy, it's intentionally crazy. But.
Right. And then the last thing that I did was attempted to play Skyrim.
Oh, wow.
I say attempted because I plugged my computer in for the first time in, 2 months? Because I've been doing a lot of moving around.
Windows updates.
Well, no, it's not. Okay, so I'm not connected to the internet yet because I have to find the largest Cat 5 cable in the history of man to connect it. But I plug it in, and it's already I'd already loaded it, apparently. So yay for me and having a Steam library and
nice.
4 terabyte RAID 1 array.
Okay.
So it was unplugged for a while. Apparently, Windows decided instead of playing Skyrim, it would like to resync the hard drives.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Have you ever resynced a 4 terabyte RAID array?
Yeah, it takes a long time.
It takes all night.
It takes, a while. Yeah.
I stayed up to 3 a.m. hoping that, okay, this is going to finish. Totally going to be able to play soon.
No. Nope.
No.
Yeah.
Sad face.
I recently had a lot
of
trouble.
I just had to go play Splatoon.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
I recently had a lot of trouble doing a hard drive business, but we had already talked about
that. Hard drives, man.
Very cool.
So what did you do?
I did a lot of work on the servers, trying to get the Minecraft server up. We're putting a lot of effort into Minecraft because the local ACM is kind of going through a revival stage, and they're starting to play on the Minecraft server. I started using McMyAdmin, or MyMcAdmin, rather.
Yeah.
And I'm about to buy that, so that's not free. Again, we're spending personal money here. If you want to donate, please donate. Shameless plug to donating. Give us your money. But no, so I did that a little bit. I played Minecraft as a result. So we actually have a Minecraft.
As soon as I get my Cat 5 cable. Or I guess, actually, probably Cat 6 at this point.
Or you just go wireless.
You know, I've thought about it, but...
I mean, wireless.
I would have to... I don't know. I feel like that would be more money.
Yeah, I mean, or you could just bug me for a wireless adapter.
Pester. Yeah.
We actually have a Minecraft song. It's called Mining Craft by Professor Shy Guy. I had heard it a while back when I backed him on Keywords and Dubstep or whatever his album was. And it was really, really good. And then Mining Craft was one of the songs. And I'm like, ooh, this is pretty good. I'm going to play this on the show at some point. Finally get a moment to play
it. Now we have a Minecraft server. Let's play Minecraft songs.
Minecraft server. Played some more Fear in preparation for the video game rewind segment. Played a little bit more Metal Gear Solid 5. Phantom Pain. I played the Star Wars Battlefront beta.
And I've heard very bad things about this.
So it feels Battlefieldy. It just feels like Battlefield. And that's cool if you like Battlefield.
Did you play the first one?
I played, yeah.
Okay.
It feels, so you know the first one was kind of like third person?
Yeah.
So this one's not third person.
I also heard the class system doesn't matter.
The class system doesn't matter seemingly right now. It's a beta. I'm gonna let that develop a little bit more. The multiplayer was kind of laggy, but I have 6 meg internet and it's a beta. Also a beta. So, I mean, it's...
Again, we're saying beta
There's a couple really awesome animated GIFs out there where, like, Luke Skywalker's running, and he just, like, gets flattened by an AT-AT walker
on Hoth. Funny.
There's another one that's called Get Wrecked Vader, where Vader is, like, dodging. He's using his lightsaber to, like, throw off, like, the blasters, and then, like, somebody just flies, like a speeder, a snow speeder into him, and he just explodes and dies. So,
nice.
You know, Vader totally got wrecked. But, you know, it was cool. It was nice. The graphics were very pretty.
Oh, I would hope so. Again, I always harp on it. If it's not pretty,
it's
then
effectively,
why are you making it?
I think it's DICE or, Activision. I mean, I believe those are from EA and DICE. But, I mean, there's so much money involved in that game right now. It's not the Battlefield Battlefront that I remember, but you know it feels like Battlefield. That's not necessarily a bad thing. It just may be averaging, you know, Battlefield Hardline, Battlefield 4, felt like Battlefield 3, felt like Battlefield Bad Company, felt like Battlefield Vietnam, felt like Battlefield 2, and we just kind of made tiny little advances. And if this is a tiny little advance on the same engine,
it's been too long for it to be a tiny advance, though.
For Battlefront, Battlefield, we just released Battlefield Hardline.
Yeah.
And it's probably a modified version of the same engine, and I'm not saying they shouldn't do that. I'm just saying that it doesn't feel so different than Battlefield Hardline. I was in that beta. I didn't pick up the game because
Battlefront feels like Battlefield is what you're saying.
Yeah, Battlefront feels like Battlefield. Yeah. It was very Battlefieldy. So yeah, there was that. I downloaded Hearts of Stone from on Witcher 3. Witcher's 3, brand new DLC. It's the first paid for DLC. Supposedly it's going to add up to 10 hours of adventuring, full voice cast, more romance options. Triss, my waifu, my game waifu. If real waifu is listening, you know it's real world problems, man. But I mean, you know, it's such a good time to be a gamer.
Are they
because
called waifus when you actually marry them?
I don't know. I guess not. No, they're just wives.
Just wives.
They become situations. But no, man,
I gotta make sure she listens to
that. No, I know, right? Love you, bae. Anyway, so the cool thing was that now, you know, you've got so many awesome games. And Taken King recently was released. It's been out for a couple weeks now. But we got the Nathan Drake Uncharted Collection for PS4. We've got Mega Man Legends. I know we talked about it previously. Mega Man Legends came out for the PSN, for PlayStation Vitas and PlayStation 3s. We recently just had or about to have, or we just got Rock Band 4 released. We're about to have Fallout 4 released.
About to get the new Halo game.
About to get the new Halo game. Everything we actually have. Oh, no, I don't. I thought we were going to put a Halo song in there, but we're not going to.
Oh, man, what a jerk.
We've got all the stuff going on. So it was sort of like I took a moment and I just looked at all the stuff that's coming out soon, and I looked at a tiny pile of money, and I had to make decisions on whether or not I'm going to spend this money on this or spend it on that.
That's the story
and
of my life.
I still haven't decided. I bought a T-shirt.
Oh, good job.
But the T-shirt wasn't that expensive. I need to decide what I'm going to spend the rest of it on. And when I do,
are you fine?
And when I do, I will let y'all know.
I bought a t-shirt.
I got to ask my wife. And if she says I can spend the money, I'll spend the money.
Oh, my gosh.
And it'll be
you're
Fallout 4.
You're starting to talk like you're all married and stuff.
It'll be Fallout 4.
I'm freaking me out, yeah, man.
So anyway, we're going to cut to two songs. We're come back. We're talking about our main segment, which is the voice casting, voice acting stuff. This is Minecraft by Professor Shy Guy, and then Splash One by Mega Ran. There's more stuff from Mega Ran. I think it's just called Random Now off of his R&DM album. We're going to get some of that on the show. Not this show, but maybe next show. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Point, still MG.
It's always Red Bear.
You just heard Splash Woman by Mega Ran. Before that, Mining Craft by Professor Chai Guy. I really love that song. It's so like...
Yeah, I can tell because you may listen to me three times.
It should just be called innuendo. Something. It really is good.
I didn't get it.
We are going to... We'll listen to it again later.
Oh, okay.
I'll put it on your iPod, on your Zune.
On my Zune. Oh, I missed my Zune. Why'd you remind me it died?
Sorry. Listen, we are going to talk about some of our favorite voice actors. But before we do that, let's talk about the current state that voice actors are in the middle of. I'm going to paraphrase sort of the current situation.
Vancouver, I guess?
Yeah, they're States? Canada. They're all in Canada,
they're
mostly.
Canada, though, so.
So the Screen Actors Guild of America or whatever... They have effectively authorized their union's board to potentially, like, go towards strike zone.
Okay, so what happened was the union went, hey, y'all mad? And then went, hey, we mad.
Yeah.
That's, like, all right, we might do something.
Well, 96.5% of them said,
okay,
yeah, we
Bob
mad.
Bob maybe forgot to raise his hand.
That's it. Right, he was asleep. Jeff Bridges doing his one voice acting thing. Jeff Bridges is gone anyway. No, so the... The whole problem stems from, well, let's just go ahead and say this. Voice actors make video games sometimes. It didn't matter in Mario 1, in Super Mario Brothers. It was bleeps and bloops. It was about the developers. It was about the level designers. It was about the sound design, Koji Kondo. It was about people like that.
Well, the level of production that video games have moved to now are surpassing movie production.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, you spend more money on a game like Uncharted or Destiny or Halo or whatever.
You spend more
time
in it, too.
Exactly. And it's there's more replayability. You watch a movie, and the experience is the same every time, except like movies like Primer, where you get something back every time. But
let's go watch Primer.
After we listen to Minecraft.
Okay.
But no, so video games, because it's so interactive and because there's thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of lines of dialogue, sometimes motion capture, and all of this really cool stuff, it really hurts when the video game it could be a fantastic game.
Oh yeah, it can be
if
an amazing
you have to
game.
Mute the experience because it's the audio experience or whatever because it's so bad. It makes or breaks a game in a lot of cases.
A great example here. Would you rather me be talking like this on the show? Or, hey, would you rather me talk like this?
I definitely rather the second one. Could you please do that for me?
Yeah, talk like this.
No, of course the first one. Of course the first one.
Yeah, you bought this one.
It's no. I bought that one. So anyway, the contract that they're talking about is renegotiating a contract, is saying that they want more money. They potentially want secondary and tertiary purchases, or not purchases, but tertiary kind of payments for royalties more
right?
or less.
Yeah.
And
that's the big thing that hit me is they don't get royalties.
That's something that kind of
sales.
Is crazy. Whenever you think of a game like Halo, that's a one-time payout. Master Chief, I can't remember who does Master Chief, but Master Chief's voice actor only gets paid for that initial recording session, and then any DLC I guess they want to do or any additional games that they want to get that guy.
But basically he has to go in studio to get paid.
Exactly. And that's
why the studio is getting paid every time you buy the game.
Right. Exactly. Well,
you have to
fly to their studio because very few people allow them to do it from home. It's unlike a lot of voice actors for animated features or whatever where if all you do is voice acting, you probably have a home studio.
You have a home studio.
You've got all this recording equipment. You have very nice microphones.
Honest, I have a semi-home studio.
Tara Strong, I'm sure, has a much better studio than you.
Tara Strong has an amazing studio.
We're in context here. Studio is as in a studio and with equipment and microphones.
I mean, to be fair, I have access to the studio.
Well, yeah, but still, like, this equipment's nice, but I mean, Tara Strong has a much nicer studio.
Yeah, in her home.
Shout out to Tara
Strong.
Like,
yeah, hi, Tara.
She's actually in my list.
You own my childhood, and my adult life.
But this, you know, this new contract would cover Activision, EA, Disney, Warner Brothers, just a lot of other video game studios as well. And it effectively, you know, a lot of people are behind this. Elias Tufexis, which is actually Adam Jensen from Adam Jensen from Deus Ex,
which was a fantastic job.
DC Douglas, which was Wesker in all the recent Resident Evil games, and then we all know Jennifer Hale. Fim Shep from Mass Effect.
Yeah.
She's done a couple other things, but Jennifer Hale, fantastic.
And something like you said, like you mentioned, Mass Effect. How many copies has that game sold?
Oh, exactly. Or games like The Witcher. I look at The Witcher and I go, The Witcher 3, it's won over 200 awards, it's sold millions and millions of copies or whatever. And to think, and I'm not saying that this is how that's happened, because CD Projekt Red's very different because they're mainly foreign or whatever, but you've got a game that, well, they run things differently. I can't remember who published. I thought CD Projekt Red did the publishing themselves for The Witcher, but I could be wrong. But the publisher effectively maintains rights of the game past that development. The developers get a little bit of royalties here and there. The developing studio gets the royalties, sure. But the voice actors haven't been getting it. Now, there's a quote, actually. From Screen Actors Guild, it says, there's ample precedent for secondary payments across the media landscape. You get secondary payments when you perform in feature films, animation, episodic TV, commercials, and the like. But that wasn't always the case. Performers who came before you had the courage to fight for the residual payments you enjoy today, and because they stood together, they won them. Right. End quote. I can't agree enough. It's ridiculous to think that some of the best experiences that I've had haven't been from movies or TV. Granted, Battlestar Galactica, totally an
Battlestar
experience.
Battlestar Galactica, come on.
There's
a lot of great media out there, but video games are such a big part of my life.
Video games seem...
I've dumped so much money into video games.
There's more participation. And I feel it's a medium that really works with our personalities, and hopefully you at home. You know, you participate in the story. And maybe you didn't write it. Maybe you weren't blazing the trail. You know, maybe it's a linear story, but you are there experiencing it as if you were blazing the trail.
Well, and that's the thing, is you're in the story now, and so the acting that happens in this is directed at you and around you rather than just being like a presentation.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not belittling any other form of acting or anything, but I'm just saying that these voice actors deserve the same amount of pay.
It's multifaceted.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at and I'm going to use Tom Cruise in this example because I know that he does a lot of his own stunts in all the Mission Impossible movies or a lot of other movies. When you look at the actors that do their own stunts, you know, I would expect them to get paid more because they're doing their own stunts.
Yeah.
I would expect maybe not the stunt doubles of those actors to get residual payments because they did their job. Their job is to be a stunt double. Their job is to ride a car or jump out of a plane or land out of a building or look like they fell off something really high. I mean, but you know, when the movie does really well, it's not necessarily because of the stunt double. They are a part, and maybe they should get a tiny little bit of payment, but certainly not as much as the actors. At the same time, you know, a game wouldn't be a good game without good game developers, without good audio scores, without good level design, without good direction. But if it's a cinematic game, the motion capture, which a lot of the time is done by the actors that actually are voicing it, or by trained actors or whatever, and the voice acting itself, those matters.
What literally gives life to these characters.
Exactly. Breathes life into the characters. We're going to go over some of... I made a list.
I made a list
of my favorite voice actors.
I think we actually went over this list earlier.
Some of these are kind of like they're our favorite voice actors. Yeah. So, Uncharted. I'm sorry. That's not there yet. James McCaffrey. Alan Wake. Max Payne. If you remember the Max Payne games, it's nothing but, you know, that comic book style of you know, like film noir, bad cop, angry cop, lost his family, drugs everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, James McCaffrey embodied it so well. And when he came back in Alan Wake and did the voiceover for Alan Wake, it was so good because it was raw. It was edgy. It was rigid. It was crunchy.
It was crunchy.
I don't know. It was big and deep and full of emotion and feeling. Jennifer Hale, like we said, Mass Effect. She played Fem Shep. Metal Gear Solid, plays a ton of different characters in Metal Gear Solid. Bioshock. She was actually Lutece, the female Lutece twin.
Oh, was she?
She was the Lutece.
I did not realize that.
And then Metroid Prime, I'm sure you can guess. Nolan North, super famous guy. Yeah. Last of Us. As some crazy guy in Last of Us, Uncharted as Nathan Drake, Destiny, he's now the new voice for Ghost. Peter Dinklage has effectively been downloaded or deleted, downloaded and deleted with that. And then as the Penguin and Black Mask in Batman Arkham Asylum and City, which is really, really cool. Like, you know, those aren't even super big characters. It's not like he played Batman. you know? Penguin and Black Mask made such a good impact. It was just, you know, the range of these characters, the range of these voice actors for their characters
Good voice acting, the experience, the immersion, that's the big part that I was trying to put my finger on, is the immersion effect.
Yeah, you break
in
it.
In this environment, yeah, if you have a bad voice that doesn't match anything, yeah, you get broken.
Right.
Keep going down this list.
The crazy thing is, you don't even need to be a longtime veteran like you do sometimes in acting, you know? Like, Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson's a veteran in acting. And Liam Neeson did some voice acting work in a lot of games, Fallout 3, for instance. And he's done a couple of
things. Voice acting is completely different from normal
stage acting. The neat thing is that if
you do a radio show, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's so different. You know, the hand gestures and the different face contortions and everything, it's hard to convey that through, like, an audible medium.
Well, I must say, that's the thing you're thinking about, because you're thinking, how would this character be acting?
Right.
When I see them.
Right.
And quite often, these animations aren't there.
They have storyboards, written down, like, direction, like a screenplay almost. Yeah. But there's nothing to say, like, what it's going to look like or whatever. So you have to kind of, you know, if somebody's sounding, like, a little not so sure about things, you know, maybe it says, like, you know, in a not sure voice or something, in an unsure.
Maybe they sound like this.
I don't know. It's hard. You can be a newcomer to this. Troy Baker has been doing this. The Last of Us, he was Joe in The Last of Us, and then he was Booker DeWitt in Bioshock Infinite. He was this awesome force, this awesome vocal performance, and he's brand new to the entire thing. He's only been in it for a couple of years, so it's really cool. Ellen McClain, Portal 2. GLaDOS. Fantastic. Yep.
Got him.
Really, really good.
And
actress.
I'm sorry, yeah, if you didn't have a voice for GLaDOS, that game would not have been
right.
the same game.
That was the whole thing. You know, you could read it. It could have been more roboticized or vocoded or whatever, but yeah. There was some magic to the human, but not human.
Yeah, well, I think that was the point of GLaDOS.
It was so unhuman in how it sounded, but it was so human in how it seemed.
Right.
And that was it was unnerving.
You can convey because of the voice actor.
Right. We got Roger Craig Smith. He was Ezio in the Assassin's Creed 2 Brotherhood and Revelations game. Fantastic. There's actually Ezio something, his Italian name. It's really hard to pronounce.
Wow, good job, Matt.
I played that game, and it's almost like a movie that you play. For such an awesome and immersive game, it was so good that they had somebody who spoke very, very fluently, sounded like a foreign accent, like an Italian accent. It was very, very good. Camilla Ludington, she plays the new Tomb Raider, the new Lara Croft in the 2015. I'm sorry, the 2000. I think it was the 13 or 2015. I can't remember. Whenever Tomb Raider came out a couple years ago,
yeah,
she played
in 2015.
I'm sorry.
So I think it was 2013.
She plays the new Lara Croft in this one and the next one. Merle Dandridge, she played Alex in Half-Life 2. And Half-Life 2 Episode 1. And Alex was pretty much the only voice you had for a while. Especially
who played Gordon's voice?
Yeah, exactly. Anyone.
I demand payment.
Catrice Draper played Elizabeth in Bioshock Infinite. Again, almost like Alex in Bioshock, because she was just the other person that you were always hearing. And if the person isn't believable, if the other character, the NPC, just purely, you know, generated and scripted character isn't believable, how can you expect to have
immersion.
A good experience? The immersion.
Again. That's what it's about.
Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill as the Joker. He's done a few other things.
That
was the best Joker.
Job.
I think anyone that disputes that really doesn't have any clue. You know, Jack Nicholson, cool, whatever. Heath Ledger, fine, whatever. This Mark Hamill's Joker is the definitive Joker. If you don't know who Mark Hamill is, look him up, but he's Luke Skywalker. I'll just let that one slip. Tara Strong is Harley Quinn.
But Harley Quinn.
And I didn't say this isn't the last one, because my favorite one's the last one. But David Hayter from Metal Gear Solid. He played Snake for so long, you know, at the end of World War II. Earth was split into two. I love it. It's so Metal Gear. You know, it's so good. He did so many other things as well. I think he actually played the Guyver in the first Guyver or in the second Guyver. I can't remember. But Metal Gear Solid fame. And then to top it all off, my one-time true favorite voice actor of all time, Steve Bloom. Steve Bloom played Spike Spiegel in Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
He's played in Metal Gear Solid. He's played in Halo. He has played in Valkyria Chronicles. He has played people that don't even have, like, names. He's barely been credited in some of these. He's done hundreds and hundreds of different roles and hundreds of different games, and you'll know his voice when you hear it. I want to write him and see if he'll do, like, a pitch for the show. Be like, you know, I'm Steve Bloom, and you're listening to Experience. It would be so great if that
would
happen.
That would be amazing.
Steve, make that happen.
Question, who did the voice in Bastion? I'm trying to find that real quick because that was one of the definitive.
Yeah,
voices.
Bastion was good, and so was Transistor, the guy that did the actual blade in Transistor.
Logan Cunningham? Maybe?
Yeah, it sounds right. That sounds believable.
It sounds believable.
It sounds plausible.
It says Transistor. But yeah, okay. That was him.
Those are some of our favorite voice actors and some of our favorite game series, and it wouldn't be the same game, and it wouldn't be the same experience without them.
I wouldn't remember it the same in my head.
It wouldn't be...
That's for sure.
Well, it would be one of those games, like there's some games that I will continuously download and replay and buy in digital distribution platforms so I don't have to keep up with physical things, and I will come back to them. I will keep coming back to those games because of those experiences.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I've beaten Portal. Portal's a fun game, and you know what? Every now and then I catch a line that I didn't hear the first time.
Yeah.
And there's still so much replayability, and it's because I feel like I'm actually part of that. You know, I feel like I'm part of the game, and it wouldn't be the same without these. So I hope they get more money. I hope they get recurring payments. I hope they get royalties. I hope they get everything they desire because you know what? They're worth it. They're part of the platform that we love.
Absolutely. Hey, I got an idea. If the industry's stupid, they should all start Patreons.
That way
I could actually... Because honestly, I would pay them directly for their work.
That's sort of the thing. Like, I think...
Because I want the proper people to get the right money.
Vic Mignogna or Mignogna or whatever, he played Edward Elric in the latest version of the Full Metal Alchemist series.
Okay,
I guess the only both versions. Vic Mignogna, and he plays a couple other things. I wrote the guy, you know, saying, "Hey, you're awesome. You did an awesome Ed. I met you at a con a long time ago. You probably don't remember." He totally remembered me. He remembered what I was wearing. I was wearing a dumb hat at the time. and I'm sure I'm not the only one wearing a dumb hat, but he called me out. He was such a cool guy. He was a big friend and everything. These people are real people, you know. They're not super unapproachable. You go to cons all the time.
Yeah, and Ingrid Nielsen, I love her to death up in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I actually emailed her, and she sent down some signed autographs for the Livingston Library.
Very cool.
Just completely, like, she in front of the money to, like, ship it from Canada.
See, that's awesome.
Like, yeah, these people are great
people. Canada pays, like, $2 more in shipping than we do. They also, their magazines are more expensive.
Man.
From what I see on Game Informer.
I guess it's probably you pay for, like... Cheap meds
and cold air, free air conditioning
free
all
AC,
year round.
Yeah.
We're gonna cut to two songs.
Great people.
Oh, are you done?
No.
No. Okay.
Do I look done?
Please
I'm
go
done.
Ahead.
No, I'm done.
We're gonna cut to songs. We're coming back. We're gonna see how much time we got. We might continue this. This is Tabletop by Beefy and The Living Dead by Big Giant. I'm not Big Giant. Sorry, The Living Dead by No More Kings.
Whatever.
We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Experience Points is the name of the show. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard The Living Dead by No More Kings before that, Tabletop by Beefy. We're all out of time.
It happens every time I get behind this mic.
Every week we run out of time. But you know what? We didn't run out of time.
I'm working on that time machine.
If we never ran out of time, Bear, we wouldn't be able to do another show afterwards. We'd just be one long show. And we'd be really, really tired.
We would be. But I believe in caffeine.
We'd have to sleep in shifts. And
we should do that.
We definitely have to get more music.
Experience points all the time.
That's it. Maybe for the fun drive.
We would have to move the computers and all the gaming equipment in here.
You'd have to. Yeah, oh, that'd be great.
That would be awesome. I would love to do that.
It would just be called Twitch.
We're out of time,
but before we go, let's go ahead and throw out a little bit of information. We got our game server back up.
We do.
It is online. Bear, what is the website first? Let's talk about that before we get too crazy. What is the website where all of our audio and all of our stuff and all of our things are?
Okay, on your fancy 101 key keyboard.
The Dell Quiet Key.
The Dell Quiet Key. Ooh, I love those. You go to exppoints.com and double tap the P to get you there.
Awesome. Cool. We got social media. It's at exppoints.com/social. Go there. Like us. Follow us. Friend us. View us. Tube us. Whatever. Whatever you do on whatever platform you do it on.
Now I'm just thinking of that song by Daft Punk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Technologic. Anyway, we have Patreon. We have PayPal. You can donate money if you so choose. We also have servers for you to play games on and chat on and do cool stuff on. You can look all those up at exppoints.com/servers. Before we go, we're going to leave with one really awesome, long, cool song from I Fight Dragons. It's off their new album, The Near Future. It came out over the summer or maybe a little bit before that. This is Jimmy and Sally by I Fight Dragons. We'll catch you next week, next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. on Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.